Now, see, what that does is it screws Irvin with his committee.
Yeah. Because they want to negotiate.
Sure, they want to control.
You see, getting back to the Connolly thing, so that we can think of these two different ways, John, what kind of MCD?
I don't have an appointment with him. I got Chuck in about 30 minutes.
Let's really run by Connolly's view. Connolly is a person. Frankly, if Connolly were sitting in Bob's office, then I use the Connolly approach. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put out a statement.
Yeah.
I'd send Connolly up there and he'd tear it.
Yeah.
He'd murder.
Yeah.
But Bob, it's not his dish.
That's right.
He's too straight arrow.
Yeah.
Too decent.
Well.
And I mean, any of it sound.
He's not used to the medium, you know.
That's right. And well, he would
question and answer.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Snide, mark,
yeah.
This and that. Connolly would murder.
Yeah.
But you see, that's where Connolly's advice are going to be wrong. Do you agree or not?
Well, it's got to be. Yeah, it doesn't fit, Bob.
All right. My point is, if then you're not going to fight the committee, and Bob, there. You've got to fight the committee by the outside. And in other words, take their headlines away from them.
Now
take
Wright,
their headlines away from them.
Wright can do that. Wright is enough of them.
The way you take their headlines away is first you take their headlines away by Haldeman and Chapin going out and making their full statements.
Yeah. See, that was the reason, I think, for the Irvin letter to Ritchie. He was afraid that the depositions would bleed off all the good McCord said.
We wanted to get out. I think Ritchie tried. Let's get the McCord.
Ritchie saw that. He said, the senator's trying to keep this out of the press.
Smarter than we thought, sir. No, Irvin's trying to keep everything for his committee. We're not going to allow that. So I am convinced we've got to go this other course when we talked about things, but now. You better kick him in the ass and get those statements written.
Okay.
I'll take a look at them.
Well, all right.
Okay. I have some ideas. But then, and the beauty of it is, it can be a written statement. And that's that'll give it to. You don't have any writers around here, of course. Get it to Buchanan. Can he get back on vacation? He's the only one that can write decently and this kind of thing. You know, what I mean, not decently. You don't want to have this written by a Ray Price Gurdy coming down the stand. This has got to be edited
back.
It's got to be edited by a nut cutting type.
We can dex him to Pat.
As soon as he's down there, leave him right there.
But he can work down there.
We'll get somebody else to work.
Well, no, he's working. But he wanted to get where it was warm, and I think that was the reason he went around.
You understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just get the headline cutting things in there and this and that. And interesting last night, the few Democrats are there. Particularly the guy that spoke to him extremely, Joe Wagner. He says, I think it's bad politics to have all this confrontation. We ought to get what he was talking about, the vetoes. He said, we got to work here.
I had to leave before you put him on. I heard McClellan. He was very good.
Scott
was magnificent. Porter was off a little. I thought he wasn't quite as good as he usually is. But
Porter is pretty strong.
It was interesting to see guys like Bowling there.
Right.
They're
the decent rate of response.
Yeah. A lot of talk about economic stabilization over there. They're really upset with Albert. They're really upset with Albert. He changed signals on in the middle of the stream.
What do we do now? We do it.
Well, there's a lot of heavy lobbying going on. The boy said in the staff meeting this morning, it's the heaviest they've ever seen.
Which way?
Against the rollback. Industry,
business,
cattle growers, milk producers, a lot of people are in there. And they're not at all sure that Albert can carry it.
So,
matter of fact, Albert may fold. He's getting just really reamed out by the Oklahoma cattle growers, apparently. And so they will know better today.
Getting back to our scenario, then, you see, keep the thing in the committee, and that's, that means also gets us back in this grand jury. What can we do? God damn it, you know, you don't want Mitchell hurt. You don't want Mitchell hurt, John. And yet, you feel really, and it, let me put it this way, if I thought that taking the heat of being a cover up, because let me put it this way, it's the cover up, so it's that much rather than this much. The way I look at it at this point, I mean, as that much, Christ, everything we do, it doesn't help. It's going to be covered up until they nail somebody. And you can just be sure of that.
Well,
so I'm not so sure. In other words, apparently, it's like the reaction to the statements they were gotten a week ago.
Let me give the sort of the witness speech to Dean and indicate to him what my information is. And kind of see what he says. Sure, we don't want to hurt Mitchell, that's right. I think the question really is whether Kleine's estimate is correct. Dean has his ways of checking that.
You see, there is a story. You see, the U.S. attorney has been lulling people up there on the idea, well, Libby has told us everything. I don't think Libby told him a goddamn thing.
He may have told him something. I don't think he told him much.
I don't know if you agree.
Certainly do.
Now, the question is whether or not Sally Harmony said she mailed typed copies for Holden. That's the thing I'm concerned about.
Yep.
You think she did? I don't think so. You haven't ever been able to nail that, have you? We know copies came in. Apparently, three copies of Strong right. Now thinks was Watergate shot.
Now, Chuck, when I talked to Chuck a little while ago, or last night in Boston, he said, I've got some bad news that I think he better have. So he's evidently got something that his lawyer is dredged up. I think I'll listen to him, see what he's got. I'll talk to Dean, and then we'll come back to this as to what Dean ought to do.
Chuck's got some bad news.
That's what he said.
He didn't indicate what area.
He was up in out of the city. I didn't want to talk to him on the phone, so I said, "Well, you come on in tomorrow."
Maybe Hunt.
No, Kleine said Hunt was just with Cypher.
No, maybe the house.
Upstreppers.
Say, look here.
Well, we won't bore our trouble. We'll see what he's got.
I'll bet the bad news is in the fire truck.
That's a safe bet. Right.
God, I hope it doesn't affect Holden.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll see what it is. I'll let you know after I talk to him.
The making of the copies, I just, that's what I'm
hearing. That's a tough one.
But you just never know who they do.
Did Connolly get into the economy at all with you?
No more or less the paper indicator. He said, well, I said, we didn't want to destroy the Wilmington, I agree. So he said, acts. He first should be a better spokesman, he said. Second, act decisively in two or three areas, like lumber and others. And he says, maybe, just throw a freeze on for 90 days. She said, this was like a last one. I said, as well, the question is whether or not the freeze will kill the blue.
Yeah, Greenspan. Greenspan was in yesterday.
Alan Greenspan.
And I had him read the paper that Stein had done and write it. About a page and a half for me, his reactions. He's got an interesting angle that I haven't heard any of these other fellows talk about in specific terms. But he says Sony and Datsun and all of these foreign products were so competitive that they tended to keep prices down.
Yeah.
when we devalued, they were less competitive, and it gave our other price setters flexibility up. He said the other
thing, just one thing.
Another fact. He said phase two never hurt anybody. He said virtually all his clients, for instance, never got to the ceiling because the market wouldn't let them. So he says there's a mythology in this country now that you can have wage and price controls and they don't hurt. He says conditions have changed. You put wage and price controls on now. He says this is the biggest boom that the United States has had in the last 50 years that we're in right now. He said you put wage and price controls on now and it's going to hurt a lot of people. And he said politically you'll never hold them on. Then look out, because he says, I'm looking at November 1974. And he said, almost anything you do now in the way of controls is going to react unfavorably in the summer of 74. So he said, just keep your political hats on around here when you analyze this.
I have that. I put that down. For a number of other reasons.
Chicago scene right now, if he's here. Now, he's been spending a lot of time at home.
Do you want to see him before you see Coulson?
I'd like to see him before I see Coulson, if possible. But it does, it's, you know, it's going to pull away. I want to talk to Bob also and get posted on some things that he knows about that I don't.
And with regard to
Coulson. With regard to Coulson. And so that I'm as posted as I can be about Chuck. And then I'll see Chuck. And if I haven't seen him, I'll see him after that. Some of this emotion.
Well, I don't want to take your time away from Bob. I'll see Bob for a minute now.
All right.
All right, you want to go see Dean, or you want to see
Bob? Let me catch him. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go drop in on Bob, tell him you want to see him, hit him for a couple of quick questions, and then send him down.
Yep.